hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, hour number two on this Friday, the 11th of January, 2007. Brent in South Carolina, you're up next, sir.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hanging in there.
Okay, buddy. Maureen, excited. She's just been awakened a little bit. I have a buddy from 25 years. He's like 60-some years old, and this guy, whatever's on the TV is what he believes. I mean, I've been fighting with him for years. But I guess
go over and break his television set.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what to do then.
Well, sure. Yeah, and what happens when you try to take the heroin away from a junkie? And they get really upset.
Yeah, they do, and they get very defensive and such. And
but what, what does that tell you, though? It's the addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get upset. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really amazing because I listened to him, and he was a young Republican, and he just thought, you know, oh my God, you know, Ronald Reagan was something,
mm-hmm.
something else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
But the reason why I was calling is I'm ex-military. Special Forces. It's part of a special program in the early 80s. And I got exposed to, you know, a little Central American debacle and stuff of that nature.
Uh-huh.
And was, you know, really primed to be a full-time lifer. And I woke up one day in the mid-80s and realized what really was going on. And ever since then, I've had my little go-bag and ready to fight the battle. And all these years, the day has finally came, I feel, 2008, is when the clock starts ticking. And unfortunately, all these people that have no idea or don't have time to have an idea are really going to realize that the few of us who do understand, hopefully we can collaborate together and lead them, because there are going to be a lot of people standing going, what do I do?
Uh-huh.
Where do I go?
Uh-huh.
And somebody's got to bring them back into check.
Well, Brent, I'm going to make a suggestion to you, and the federal government has already thought about this because I've been in contact with many ex-special forces. And have you gotten that call yet, or has somebody showed up at your front door to verify your place of residence yet?
Not yet.
They will.
For it.
They will. And you know the reason why.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, having said that, it is a short walk from the ballot box to the cartridge box. And mm-hmm. if, by God, if we have to go there, then you, my friend, are going to be a resource more valuable than your weight in gold. And you understand exactly what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. I've been prepared for many years.
Okay. All right.
And, John, I'd like to say, I've honestly have been plotting my strategy for many, many years. I'm in my 40s now,
mm-hmm.
and have sources outside the country, and plan on being in a position of on the outside looking in instead of being on the inside looking out.
Well, then that precludes you from the thing I just mentioned.
Well, not necessarily. And the reason why I say that is what you mentioned earlier. It's kind of hard to keep anything inside the country, if you know what I mean. So
no,
I'm just saying, I'm not running away from anything. I'm just saying I'm going to be in a position where I can go in and out, where, you know, you sit and you look at your family members, you look at people, you know, you got family members that look at you like you're crazy too. But at the same time, you know, you just try to do everything, because when the time comes, you got to be ready for action. That's all I know.
Well, Brent, do me a favor. On your way through Texas, once this thing crumbles, you know, I'm 54, but I'll tell you what. I've got this amazing ability to hide in plain sight, and I can be anything at any time to anybody. Just keep
okay.
that. Just keep that in mind.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Reading EaglesUp.com, one of the stories on their big picture reveals 2,000 plus gold within a few years. Mr. Noel, I think they're being, how should we say, a little conservative? Robbie, do we have him? I hear him typing. Mr. Noel, calling Mr. Noel. All right, we'll try it the other way. Do 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 do. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. Three ringy dingies. And he's not picking up his.
It's Robbie.
Robbie?
Yeah.
You're due on the air.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm hooked up, but I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
All right. Then that means we've got to do a reconnect.
That would be a good idea.
All right. You've been on speakerphone on air. Now I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't hear you.
Okay. We'll do a reconnect.
Okay.
All right. He will. I don't think anybody's ever done that before on air, but hey. Let me know when you have him here. 2000, one in a few years. How about maybe a couple of months? What if the stock market, which is down 250 points today?
Can't hear anything.
I can hear you, Mr. Noel. He can't hear me. Now I can hear him. Robbie? Tell you what, just pick up the phone and just call in. Forget the Skype. Kurt, cut him off because he can't hear me. Just call him on the damn phone and get him on the air. Oh, this is winding up to be a wonderful Friday. At any rate, as I was saying here, sorry for the technical difficulties here, folks. If the stock market does what many people think that it's going to do, it's not going to take 2 years for gold to hit 2,000. Gold could hit 2,000 within 2 months. Now, we've seen the absolute outright suppression of this, and there's multiple reasons for that. Think of it this way, folks. Do you think the internationalists want to see gold at $2,000 an ounce? Well, even though that they've taken the funny money and they've converted it into real wealth and bought up half of the planet, but it does not bode well for them to have gold at record highs because, well, it just makes business harder for them. They like to see cheap gold. Having said that, there is an upside to this, and that's for the individual out there. And keep something in mind, folks, that yes, gold is going to continue to climb, and it's going to go through the roof. It already has gone through the roof. If that roof and the rafters have been the $850 level that we saw back in 1980, 1981, and we knew the reasons for that because they jacked the interest rates up to about 21% to absolutely starve the inflation out of the system. Well, they're in a position now that they can no longer do that. They're still trying to sit on gold. And in all realities, folks, you know, we tell you that gold is a good buy and it's a good way to sustain yourself. And that is a truism. But look at it this way. Gold, if it had kept up with inflation, should already be at 2,300 and some odd bucks, if not more. Robbie, do I have you?
Yeah, you have me.
Okay. Are you on Skype?
No, I'm not, man.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, the phone sounds just as good as your Skype did.
Well, yeah. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works.
Yeah, when it works. Robbie, I was just reading your article off of EaglesUp.com about gold being $2,000 within a few years.
Try a few weeks.
I said a few months if the stock market continues to do what it's doing. And there was actually people on the financial shows today going, you know what? I think I'm going to put my money into some hard assets.
Oh, the whole thing's unraveling. Oh, today was ugly. Oh, it was ugly, ugly, ugly. I mean, you had a number of things that affected today. First of all, people have had, obviously, now 24 hours in which to dissect Ben Bernanke's speech. And when you dissect his speech, pretty much it's about as bad, economically speaking, as you can get, because the Fed is very nervous. And if the Federal Reserve is very nervous, it just bleeds over into the market. But then obviously you had an accumulation of reports coming out today where obviously people have once again, yesterday there was a certain amount of euphoria because Bank of America was going to buy Countrywide, and most analysts were saying, well, this must signify the bottom of the market because why would Bank of America buy Countrywide for $4 billion if they didn't think it would be a good deal for them? when you analyze it, the reason why Bank of America bought Countrywide for $4 billion is because they already have a $2 billion investment in Countrywide, and Countrywide was on the verge of going BK. So the reason they bought it was not for any other reason than to protect their $2 billion investment. And then you had you had talk today of J.P. Morgan and Chase and Washington Mutual discussing a merger agreement. You had U.S. trade deficits soaring to new levels. To add insult to injury, you had all the grains, your wheat and your corn, all hitting, 11-year highs, all those grain markets going up. A luck limit today was the crop report, which obviously signifies everything that you are, your pizza, your bread, your beer, your steaks, everything is going up substantially. And so it wasn't a shock or surprise that gold actually stuck its head over $900 today.
Well, and Robbie, what did we say on the Tuesday edition of the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman? I said, folks, watch next year. You're going to see bank consolidations. They have to do this before we start seeing the banks collapse. They are going to consolidate. Now, that doesn't mean, not for an instant, that this whole banking system is going to crumble, but it's a natural progression that you have the weaker banks out there. Yes, they have debt, they have financial responsibility, but they're all trying to save face. These banks, these bankers really are in competition with each other, but they're on the same boat. They're on the same fractionalized reserve system, and they realize if the public perceives that the financial institutions are on the verge of crumbling, they've got to put on the happy face, and maybe they'll eat. And by the way, Robbie, I heard it was $6 billion for the deal for Bank of America for Countrywide.
Well, they've already got a $2 billion investment.
Okay, so the net would be $4 billion purchase outright.
Yeah, but that was what the story was yesterday. But obviously today, when you look into the numbers, it's going to cost them a lot more than $4 billion because they've also accepted the legal liability that comes with Countrywide. And today, I guess the first shot across the bow came from the Cleveland City Council, which has sued every major bank in the Cleveland area that was associated with selling subprime mortgages.
Good for them.
I mean, they've gone after them all, J.P. Morgan, Citibank. I mean, this is, as I said many times before, this is a target-rich environment for lawyers. Because there is such rampant fraud, because everything was fraud. You had appraisers overvaluing houses. You had the buyers of the homes lying on their mortgage applications saying that they earned more than they did because they didn't have to show verification of earnings. You had, obviously, brokers lying to clients. You had the institutions that they were working for lying to the bigger institutions. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And then to cap it all off, you've got Citibank and J.P. Morgan and all these other financial institutions that were bundling all these bad subprime mortgages, trying to disguise them with real mortgages and good mortgages, and selling them off to institutions and foreign governments. And so there's going to be lawsuits coming out of this for probably the rest of our lifetime.
Probably. By the way, the updated figures on how the banks worldwide are upside down, and folks, how's this for a negative balance in your checking account? It is somewhere between $1.25 and $1.5 quadrillion dollars. And by the way, I have an update on the figures of the, forget the subprime, the derivative markets. That's what they keep trying to keep your attention away from. It's not $500 trillion, it's $675 trillion.
It's real money.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Robbie Noel is my guest this afternoon. We'll open up the phone lines as well as 800-313-9443. Katie, bar the door. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Let me take one call here, and I've got Michael Herzog standing by. Michael, hang on a second here. Ron in Texas. Hello, Ron.
Hey, John. How you doing? It's been a while since I've got to speak to you. I appreciate the opportunity to holler at you again. I got about 3 points, I guess, I'd like to get across. First, I'd like to say I heard what you said a while ago. I'm about 5 years older than you are. And I'm a professional pilot, and so to speak, I can disappear in the clouds, kind of like you can disappear in the crowds. So anyway, I'm always at a volunteer's offer here.
Okay. Do me a favor, Ron, if you would, after this phone call is concluded, make sure that you hang online. I want to get your information.
Okay. You may recall... I think first time I called into you, I read you the letter I'd sent to my Representative Conway and Hutchinson that listed a whole bunch of things, and you had your board operator say, make an archive of that. You might want to use it again.
Okay.
But anyway, I called into Mike Chambers' show, Midnight Rider, there a couple of nights ago because I've kind of gotten tired of hearing about this idea about this voting machine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well... You know, this isn't rocket science. It doesn't take much of a computer to add numbers. And open source programming is pretty open, and any computer geek or computer professor could oversee that this is simplified in an MD5 checksum number, make sure that all the programs were the same. Now, my idea is that they take a group of, let's take the magical odd number of 33 volunteers, so to speak, kind of like on a jury duty basis, that would oversee a central location at your voting polls just as they are right now. Instead of the die ball machines, let's just put in a plain old computer with an open source program. It could even be adapted to any touch screen as well, that the voter casts their vote. It goes to the central location where the people are watching it. There can't be anything to interfere on the internet line because you can ping back and forth to be sure there's not an intercept going on. They cast their vote. They're immediately sent back an email, just like when you get a purchase on PayPal. It tells you a receipt that you've made a purchase right away.
And a confirmation number.
They send them back an email that's printed out. It's also printed out to the voting place itself. You get a copy, and if it's correct, you hit another button, and it's forwarded to another independent counting agency that you've almost got a triple redundancy and balancing of it and an instant vote, and it doesn't take any proprietary anything. And instead of going before boards and committees and having it investigated and looked at, that's BS. Just get about it and do it. Just do it.
Well, and I think that's what a lot of people, they're prepared to go to another system. They just don't know quite what it is yet. But they know and they suspect of the fraud, and they're not happy about it. Because a lot of these people that are they're in these polling precincts, they're honest people. They're volunteers. They're there because they're interested in the vote and having an honest vote, and they're there to do their part. The only thing they don't understand is the very things that they're sitting there watching. They never know when somebody comes in and steals the vote or not.
Right. Well, and let me bring my other couple points right quick. The night before that, I called on the Mike show because somebody was talking about some other elements. And I said, you know, whatever happened to this deal about Kucinich's bill that he brought up to impeach?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike kind of came back and said something about, well, it wouldn't do any good now because by the time it'd get all through all this and that, that they'd be out of office and everything else is going to come in the forefront of that. And it's like, wait a minute. Is it ever too late to impeach a murderer? And shouldn't you do it immediately and not later? So it's never too late to start doing it now?
I'm in favor of indicting the whole damn lot of them up there.
Oh, exactly. Well, I mean, the word applies to wherever it goes.
But see, here's the problem. We're still dealing with the chicken and hen house scenario.
Right. Well, are they guilty of complicity? That's the only reason I don't want to do anything about it, I believe.
You very well could be right, Ron. You very well could be right. How many clean hands do we have in Washington, D.C.? Yeah.
Ask the towel boy, I guess.
Ron, I thank you for your call, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll hold on with you.
Okay, yeah. Do me a favor. Take him down. Okay, yeah. Get his information. Robbie.
Yes.
It's just a short walk from the ballot box to the cartridge box.
You know, let me tell you a story. NASA spent well over $10 million developing a pen that could write in space upside down.
And don't tell me what the Russians did. Said, we're not going to fool around with that. We'll use a lead pencil.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way to solve the vote situation, what's wrong with returning back to the way it was done before, where you walk in and you put an X on a piece of paper?
That is a very good question, because you know what? In actuality, I am sure the green meanies out there would have objection to that because we're using paper to do this with, but you're exactly right. That way, each precinct could be monitored right on the spot. You could have the person supervising the person that's doing the count, but you could have a person supervising the supervisor that's supervising the count.
Sure.
It could be redundant, and I'm with you. And then it'd just be a matter of tabulating the votes from each precinct. But I've got something else I want to throw in there as well, Robbie. We do it with the old carbon paper.
Yes.
When you drop that little thing into the box, you've got a receipt.
Yes.
How about that one?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you go to any Diebold ATM machine, you never see any mistakes on that. And what do they always give you? They give you a receipt. We'll be right back. Robbie Noel joins me today. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We got Michael Herzog online from the American Awakening. Good afternoon, Michael.
Having a good day, John.
What's on your mind, Mike?
Listen, I want to make a couple of quick points here, John. This recount on this, when Marine called in, this Albert, what's his face? I guess he's a Republican that demanded a recount as well, and he went and put his money down. When they do the recount, I believe that they're going to they have to recount all of the Republican ballots because it's the only way they're going to know whether this guy obviously, you know, whether he won or lost.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean that Ron Paul wouldn't have to put up the money for a recount. But John, are you having the same kind of difficulties I am with the listening audience? I'm getting emails from people, even a journalist that I've had up on my show two or three times, complaining about Ron Paul's position on 9/11 last night in this debate. I mean, is this not the most ridiculous? Where are these people's brains?
I'm having a hard time trying to decipher that one.
His argument is that you have to stand up for the truth for truth's sake at all costs. But this is a political arena. We're talking about an ocean full of sharks here that are looking for any kind of chum they can find to eviscerate this guy. So, you know, the position is, look, if this, whether he believes it or whether he doesn't believe it is irrelevant at this point. The key issue here is to get him into the White House. And then we'll talk about 9/11. And the third thing I wanted to mention real quick, you had a caller that called in, Ron, talking about the impeachment process. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention that Sybil Edmonds exposed a number – she started naming names, and she exposed a number of people in the administration and some of these think tanks and so forth. But fingering the administration would also mean the public identification, the humiliation, and legal actions against many wealthy individuals, corporations, and governments throughout the world. So impeachment's off the table because too many people would go down.
Absolutely. John. There's too much connectivity here. Absolutely. And people don't understand why these people are not sought and gone after, tried, and jailed. It's obvious. And you just spelled it out, Michael. And on the issue here, and I'm glad you called in with that about the 9/11 issue, because I cannot get it through the people's heads that, first of all, you cannot prove a negative. You cannot prove an opinion. Now, there has been a lot of good work done by the 9/11 truthers out there. There is enough to carry this thing into a full-blown investigation, followed by the trials and incarcerations of the individuals that are involved. Yes, all of that. But here's the point. If we do not cut the head off of this beast, we're going to have more 9/11s or staged terrorist attacks or whatever they can dream up and perpetrate on the people of this country. And in order to scare these creatures back under the rocks from whence they came and once again make them fearful of the light of day and the rule of law and justice, which we haven't seen in a long time in this country, you have to start taking out the power base to these criminals and their influence, and that's the damned money.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
They just don't get it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, I'm getting emails. I got an email from a new listener. Robbie Noel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I got an email from a listener today telling me that she just cashed in a CD and she's on her way down to the stock market to find out what's better. And I said, no, wait a minute, red flag, you know. We've got to wake these people up because we're sitting on the precipice here of an economic collapse. We've got all these people, these 9/11 truthers that are up in arms saying, oh, you know, we need a recount, and how come you didn't get up on stage and say that? You people need to get your head out of your hind end.
I'm telling you.
That this is a political game here, okay? And the first thing that we need to do is we need to put forth, just like John says, all the boots on the ground. We have to have a concerted effort to have as many backers as we can from Ron Paul and get him in office, okay? And stop the infighting and stop the bickering and get the job done. Then we'll talk about that stuff. And with that, I'll relinquish the floor to you guys, okay?
Well, Michael, I appreciate it. You know, and you understood the wisdom of this. And I started talking about this a couple of months ago to set the stage of, hey, you guys, I want you to consider what I'm saying here. Because I said I'm not going to waste any more time talking about 9/11. Because that, in the face of what we're, you know, all things being equal, you know, I'd love to be still talking about 9/11. And, yeah, let's get another commission. And, yeah, let's get, you know, this, that, and the other. And, yeah, we'll keep going over and pouring over the information that's already known. Yeah, that's all great fun. But that's rearranging the deck chairs literally on the Titanic, and this ship is going down.
Well, John, as much as I, as you know, I hate to agree with you, I agree with you. Hey, have a good weekend, you guys.
Thank you. And I heard good luck on your travails there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that one incident that I'm telling you about where I got that email for the stock market,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to see that lady a week from tonight. So,
very
Robbie,
good.
We'll see what happens. Okay?
Very, very good, Michael.
All right, talk to you later, guys.
Thank you.
See you, bye.
Robbie, here is an excerpt of Mr. Helicopter Ben Bernanke's statements yesterday, and it is very telling. And you are exactly right. I'm surprised the market, they didn't have to put the curbs in on the markets today. Because what he said yesterday, even though that the verbiage was very carefully selected, anybody that has two brain cells that can synapse heard the message. And I quote, even as the outlook for real activity has been weakened, there have been some important developments on the inflation front. Most notably, the same increase in oil prices that may be a negative influence on growth is also lifting overall consumer prices and probably, he says, putting some upward pressure on core inflation measures as well. Last year, food prices also increased, exceptionally rapidly by recent standards, further boosting overall consumer price inflation. Thus far, inflation expectations appear to have remained reasonably well anchored, and pressure on resource utilization have diminished a bit. However, any tendency of inflation expectations to become unmoored or for the Fed's inflation-fighting credibility to be eroded could greatly complicate the task of sustaining price stability and reduce the central bank's policy flexibility to counter shortfalls in growth in the future. Accordingly, in the months ahead, we will be closely monitoring the inflation situation, particularly as regards inflation expectations. Now, there's one other paragraph here, and I'll tell you what, a child that can add one and one could probably see through this. Monetary policy has responded proactively to evolving conditions. As you know, the committee cut its target for the Fed fund rate by 50 basis points at its September meeting and by 25 basis points each at the October and December meetings. In total, therefore, we have brought the fund rate down by a percentage point from its level just before financial strains emerged. I like these words. The Federal Reserve took these actions to help offset the restraint imposed by tightening of credit conditions and the weakening of the housing market. However, in light of recent changes in the outlook for the risk to growth, additional policy easing may well be necessary. The committee will, of course, be careful evaluating incoming information bearing on the economic outlook. Based on that evaluation and consistent with our dual mandate, we stand ready to take substantive additional action as needed to support growth and to provide adequate insurance against downside risk. What did he just say to you, Robbie?
Well, I mean, you got to understand that the majority of people were listening to that speech yesterday just listening for one thing. They weren't paying attention to all the other stuff he was saying. They just wanted to hear that the Fed was going to aggressively cut interest rates, because that's basically what that's the last tune that they have to play. But his words were prophetic yesterday in light of obviously limit up moves across the board in all agricultural commodities today, and it doesn't look like come Monday that those commodities aren't going to once again go lock limit higher. So be prepared for the inflation shock. And these are all the and in large part a lot of these commodities, especially the corn, the reason why those are lock limit up is because of obviously the stupid ethanol thing that George Bush stuck us on. Not only has he emptied the treasury, but this man has effectively single-handedly bankrupted this country. You know, there was another report that came out after Ben Bernanke's speech that nobody gave much attention to, and that was Moody's report that stated that the U.S.'s AAA credit rating is under threat. It's in the worst condition it's been since 1917. Now, this is Moody's. And it wasn't reported in the U.S. media. It was reported in the Financial Times of London.
The measures that I see Ben Bernanke taking right now is only a stopgap measure to the collapse of the system. It's only going to push it out a little bit further. And the stock market's happy about this because it takes the pressure off of them, and they're allowed to do business for a few more days or a few more weeks or a few more months. But, Robbie, the handwriting is on the wall. I don't know. Oh, sure. Did anybody hear me when I said the banking system worldwide is $1.5 quadrillion in the hole? Do you have any idea how much money that is? Well, these are all digit entries into a ledger. We're not really talking about money because they don't work with real money. This is what they created to steal everybody else's wealth.
I mean, that's the reason why you've seen LIBOR rates increase. I mean, if there's anything, now LIBOR is the rates that banks charge each other. The reason that LIBOR rates go up is because banks don't trust each other anymore. I mean, think about this one.
The bankers don't trust each other. It's every man for himself out there right now. It's going to get ugly.
Well, I
can't predict where this is going because this is uncharted territory.
Oh, I know where it's going.
I mean, we can go back and look at the model of 1929, but it's archaic.
I know where it's going. It's just a matter of how fast we get there. We all know the eventuality of what we're seeing right now. It's a total economic collapse. And we can sit here and logically deduce, as I did on the National Intel Report, by telling people that very soon you're going to see banking consolidations. You're hearing the announcements now. They're going after Countrywide. Robbie, you pointed out that they've got $2 billion into Countrywide. Well, the sale price is $6 billion. Well, they've already got $2 billion in. Well, they'll cough up a few more billion dollars. And again, this is to put the face of stability on things. Bank of America to walk in and buy up a mortgage company because those mortgages are set to fail, and they understand that. But the one thing, repeatedly, throughout the history of this fraudulent banking system in this country, every one of these chairmen have said and will continue to say that it is based on the full faith and credit of the people. As long as you keep believing in our crap, we'll keep conducting business. The minute you stop believing in it, that's when it goes away. And I'll tell you one thing right now, Robbie. If Ron Paul stood for nothing else, if he stood for nothing else, and he attacks the banking system, this guy's got my vote. Because this is what is at the core. And folks, have you taken the time to progressively and logically go through this thing of how this funny money system has absolutely decimated and wreaked havoc in this country? Do you understand the full implications of it? I don't know that you do.
Ron Paul actually said it was the first question that was put to the panel last night, which was an economic question, whether or not we're in a recession. Well, obviously, everybody except Ron Paul said, no, we're not in a recession, and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Rudy Giuliani offering up a $1 trillion tax cut, which he couldn't explain. Mitt Romney saying that his financial prowess, used the Olympics as an example, and Ron Paul was the only one that spelled it out about where we are, these unfunded liabilities, the welfare state, the loss of credit, the failure of the U.S. dollar. I mean, he spelled it out, but nobody wanted to listen to him. I guarantee you that a lot of people that pay attention to financial matters, after seeing what happened in the financial markets today, if you go back and re-listen to what Ron Paul said last night in the first segment, you'll be surprised by his vision.
Well, and here's the problem, though, Robbie. You and I can understand what he's saying. Most of the people who listen to this network understand what Ron Paul is saying. But he's not making this clear enough for the generally dumb public to get. It's almost as if he has written the end-all, be-all book on financial matters, but he skips chapters in this explanation. And the message is not getting through.
Well, he's got 60 seconds in which to explain...
90 seconds, actually. 90 seconds, and I'll tell you what.
Creation of... Yeah, Mr. Paul, can you explain the creation of the Federal Reserve in 60 seconds?
No, he has 90 seconds. And I'll tell you what, Ron Paul has been shunted enough where this guy says, look, I need an additional time here to explain this position because you people really don't understand it. And I would be so bold to say, I don't give a damn if you don't ask me another question here at this debate. I am going to make my position perfectly clear so that even the dumbest person that's watching this or seated in this auditorium gets it. Because if he can explain that, it lays waste to all of their falderall, all their politicking, and all their fallacious arguments. End of story.
What Bill? The Ron Paul, you know, I'm going to say this in the faint hope that someone from the Ron Paul campaign is listening. What Ron Paul needs to do, forget about these 30-second ads and 60-second ads. He needs to buy half an hour infomercial time.
Talked about that yesterday, Robbie, with the gentleman that has known Ron Paul for 30 years.
And he needs to have the charts, and he needs just a half an hour. That's all he needs, with nice big graphic charts, a la, what's his name?
Ross Perot. We're going to get Perot under the hood, and we're going to fix it. Yeah.
Watch out for that gun sucking.
Bill in Austin. Bill, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I think I've got an idea, a foolproof way to stop the voter fraud related to Ron Paul, and it's as easy as them taking some of the millions that they've collected and buying approximately 100 video cameras, and then in every new state where there's going to be a caucus, send it out to the precinct captains that Ron Paul has there for each one of the voting precincts, and have them get somebody do a little research and find out what a legal affidavit would look like for that state, and have the people put up a little booth right outside the voting precinct, and as people come up, they see a little sign, if you're going to vote for Ron Paul, stop over here first, and they just literally get them to sign an affidavit saying they're signing, they're going to vote for Ron Paul, and they videotape them doing it, and then later, who can question...
Bill, I don't want to rain on your parade, but that wouldn't be officially sanctioned vote counting and could be easily dismissed because it's not under their official purview. Just hang on a second. We've got to take this break. Robbie, when we get back, I want to encourage people to do something we've been telling them to do for a very, 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 very long time. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Bill, hang on a second. Robbie, do you have any deals or specials out there for anybody?
gold and lots of it. British sovereigns, still a great deal, $238.
Okay, folks, I'll tell you what. We begged and we pleaded with you, whether you have the wisdom to understand that we're just not up here trying to hawk gold to make money. We're literally trying to save your butt.
So, and let me tell you something. Let me tell you how this gold industry is changing. I heard dealers were preparing today to pay big premiums over spot price for relatively obscure coins, which just sends a signal to me supplies are running thin.
Yeah. 800-691-7898. Robbie comes up next on the network. Flip side, he's on from 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that, of course, is Central Time. 800-691-7898. Folks, procrastination is a recipe for failure. Do not procrastinate anymore. Robbie, I thank you, sir, for joining me for this hour.
Pleasure, my friend.
All righty. We'll talk to you soon. Bill in Austin, in answer to your question there, yeah, it doesn't have the smell of officialdom there. And
well, I agree with that, but it would be hard for them to discount signed affidavits backed up by video. If they said that only 1,000 people voted for Ron Paul and you got, 10,000 signatures and everything, how could they deal with that? And that would make them afraid to fool with the numbers, I think. And another thing that I thought would be kind of interesting, especially when we have the general election, I'd like to see something called the ballot button that says, I voted for Ron Paul. And then just everybody wear them for, a week or two afterwards. It'd be obvious the millions and millions of people across the country have that button on.
I understand. Bill, I'll tell you what I would see as a more effective route to this is to suspend the voting process in the primaries right now. The Republican Party could put a stop to this and say, even if we have to push the primaries out and even the Super Tuesday, push that back, so be it. There is rampant fraud in this. We are aware of it, and we're here to make sure there's a fair election. And until somebody scrambles to come up with another system here or go to And how fast does it take to design and print ballots up? Might take 30, might take 60 days, who cares? But it needs to have a serious approach. We're burning the midnight oil here talking about this, and we're seeing this vote fraud continue into 2008 when we first saw it back in 2000. We've been talking about this for 8 years.
Well, and that's my point, John, that as long as we depend on them to do something, nothing's going to happen.
No, I understand.
We take the video cameras and we produce the affidavits, and there's no more active group than Ron Paul's supporters.
There's 15,
we just go do it.
There's 1,500 meetup groups out there. I think it's a sound idea. Bill, I thank you for your call. Clint in Wisconsin, you got about a minute, my friend.
Hello.
Yes, Clint, you got about 60 seconds.
Good. I just want to let you know that there are people out here who held that position about Ron Paul and the 911 issue, and I was wrong at the time, but I still contend, and it was wrong to describe him perhaps as a panty waste, but the point is that there are sound political reasons for not proceeding in that right now, but I think that we need to be talking about more forcefully that day is going to come and not make it any secret. I also agree with Robbie. I sent the campaign some information about these Adobe software products called Vlog and Adobe Visual Communicator. They're almost like do-it-yourself TV broadcasting, and you could hold your daily conference and video conference on the web, which Ron Paul should be doing. Everybody agrees.
Well, I will get that information from Robbie, and I'll relay that over to the Ron Paul camp.
It's at adobe.com/motion. It's just like $300 we're talking about.
Okay.
Why? And now finally, though, I also
quickly
want to close, if I can, real quick.
Quickly.
Saying, sure.
Quickly.
Well, I think one of,
That's it, folks. We're out of time. Clint, I'm sorry I had to cut you off. We're out of time. We'll see you Monday.